woman of faith, your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? Welcome home. Are you tired of trying to figure out your life and trying to control everything in it? Do you wish you could hear and be led by God? Have you had enough already and just want to be a happy human? How about just living with more clarity, energy, and joy? In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop being the high-achieving, self-reliant, accommodating one that has it all together, but not really, and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can live a life of peace, power, and purpose. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. What's good? I'm Juliana Page, daughter of the Most High God, Master Certified Life Coach, 5-time author, prophetic trainer, and minister of God's vibes. After chasing success the world's way, achieving everything I thought I'd wanted, I was still lost in sabotaging my heart's desires. A relationship failure and full-on identity crisis in 2014 brought me finally to my knees. God led me back to His path for my life and asked me to activate other women into the fullness of His power and authority. Years later, I am in awe of His favor and the work I get to do, helping women just like you radically transform their lives from the inside out and guiding them to build spirit-driven success. I will train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life. Get ready, though, to do the deep internal work of excavating trauma, building resilience, and adjusting how you show up to your divine assignments. While you will slay giants and overcome obstacles, you'll really learn to master yourself. Let's confront the status quo together by giving you the time, space, and energy to prioritize yourself and what truly matters most. I'll help you discover faith and transformation you thought was beyond your reach. Translate your highest ambitions into daily results and train you to become a spiritual heavyweight that lifts the world. In no time, you'll be the woman reigning over every adversity, lack, and destructive habit that is limiting you from experiencing the success, wholeness, and victory you are destined to enjoy. Subscribe now to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Hey, hey, Faith Walkers. Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. We've got another God's Vibes hotline episode queued up for you. If you felt like worry is just part of what happens in your waiting process with God, we're going to dive into that today and give you another option. If you didn't think you had one, we're going to make sure that you know that you do. So make sure you listen to this one. It will inspire you. Also, be aware of a couple of things. Number one, there's still time when you register now to get a free workbook for the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. When you register, we will send that, mail it directly to you. So those are for a limited time only. First come, first serve. We'll make sure to send those out to you. So still time to do that. Also, we are launching Prophetic Monthly Training starting April 9th, which is going to be so fun. There's going to be 6 live sessions with us every single month with so much teaching, activating, and coaching. It's going to be a time, and it's going to be so interactive, experiential, and fun, keyword fun, so that you can really deepen a relationship with God and cultivate your prophetic gifts with accountability, with responsibility, and with authority. So it's going to be a great time. You can apply for that right now. When you apply, there are enrollment questions for you. And once those are completed, they will be sent to us for approval before you're given the go-ahead to enroll. So make sure you take some time to do that before April 9th and join us live. Also, if you are not a part of Courage Co., this is a great time to become a part of Courage Co. We've got weekly life group sessions, prophetic prayer calls, and so many different programs that you can plug into no matter where you're at on your journey. So to stay up to date with all things that we're doing, and better than that, get plugged in and engage in all that's happening there and build community around you and support when you need it most, join us over at www.courageco.org. Let's dive into this hotline episode.
I've recently found a relationship with God last year, midway through the year, and it's been making all the difference in my life.
Come on.
At least even the bad times aren't quite so bad, and I can see a way forward.
Yeah.
But recently, right now, I keep being slapped in the face with reminders of things from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of dealing with that in a non-reactive way where I used to freak out.
Yeah.
I know that's not going to do me any good, but I've got this vehicle driving around under my name and it's getting all these tickets and issues and there's really nothing I can do about it. And it's just kind of frustrating.
Okay. So tell me the question that you've got regarding, I guess, the situation, it sounds like.
How do I approach things in a different way?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's what I'm hearing, and you let me know if this is tracking, okay? So I'm hearing there are things from the past that are coming up still, right? And that could be residue from things that have been unresolved, let's say, and they kind of carry into our present. You're doing great, it sounds like, because you're not responding to them the same way that you used to. And you're using all of your new spiritual tools. You're really pressing into your relationship with God, and you're seeing massive growth and improvement because of that. Is that part accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Now, you're in an interesting situation where there's a vehicle that is in your name and it's running into all sorts of issues that you feel as if, and maybe it seems as if you're being held responsible for. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you look at this situation, what is, I know that you feel like nothing is, but what is within your control?
Whether I let it burden me and worry me and take up too much space.
Okay.
In my mind.
Okay. Yep. So renewing your mind, that's something that you do have control over. What else? What else can you think of?
I'm going to recontact the people I got notices from.
Okay.
To try to explain that situation. I already got out of one ticket, but these other ones I've called in the past, they said that there's nothing they can do.
Okay.
And I can't report the car stolen because it's just this big thing. So, basically the only thing I can do is keep trying to contact them with the same information. And I can't really change anything.
Okay.
I signed the title over just because it didn't get to them wherever.
Okay. So say that again. You signed a title over, or you did not?
I signed a title over to my ex-husband and he knew where this gal was.
Okay.
In Denver, and he went there and I don't know what he did. So
okay.
All right. So there's a lot of things that are outside of your control, but you can, here's the things that you can, I'm just going to hold this back up to you. You can control how much space this takes up in your mind and in your soul, right? So if this is like if it's getting into your heart and really causing a lot of anxiety and pressure and stress, and you're ruminating on it and it's emotionally just weighing you down, you actually can decide if that's going to happen in your insides or not, which a lot of us don't love knowing that or hearing that, but that is possible when we're connected to God. He can help us manage our insides. Okay. Now, and I love that you know that and that you picked that, because a former you probably would not do that, right?
No, I would not have. I would have been like,
right? Yes. Yes. So this is so good. So I just want to hold that back up. And you can, it sounds like, contact these people. And even though they're telling you there's nothing they can do, you refuse that there's nothing that can be done. Like, you refuse that. That's not an option. Like, there is something that can be done. And this is turning around in Jesus' name, right? Like, so I love that you're saying that, like, there is hope still. I'm still hearing hope from you. Nothing is impossible when it's put into God's hands. So that's the other part here. Okay. The supernatural element is still within your control. You can fully commit it to God, right? Thank you, God, that you are a God that makes impossible things possible. Thank you, God, that you intercede on my behalf, right?
Yeah.
And you can ask and pray for God to show up. So we have a declaration deck. I believe you're familiar with it, right? But today it's John 19:13. It says, I will do. Okay. I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask in my name. All right. And that is how the Son will show that the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. So part of what is helpful here is clarifying what it is that you need to have happen. So what do you need to have happen with this car?
I want to just be my hands washed clean of it, not any repercussions of anything. I am blind at this point and can't even drive anyways, but it's just, if my sight is restored, because I am praying for that.
Yes.
I don't want these things to hinder that.
Okay. So I would like to be rid of the car without any repercussion. That's a big deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you're like, this is what I need to have happen?
I just need all these bills that I didn't accumulate to be gone.
Okay. Awesome. So these are things, like, God knows what you have need of, right? And you can come boldly to him and you can invite him into things. So the kingdom of God, for example, is voice activated. So sometimes people might say, I don't hear this from you, but sometimes people might say, well, I'm just waiting on God. Or if God wanted to intercede, he would. Or, you know, like, you can kind of go off on these tangents. Okay. So here, though, you can pray. And prayer is one of your most powerful tools. It's also a weapon. And this does, when you pack it with the word of God and you launch it out with your confession, you literally speak it out loud and you send it forth on an assignment, right? Angels, angelic messengers, like, heaven goes to work on your behalf. And that word that you send out, that is God's word, does not return void. It will go forth and do what you sent it out to do. This is what happens that is supernatural. Here's the great part. You don't have to have any clue how this happens. Okay. You don't need to know the science behind it, or, like, you don't have to know any of that, right? You just got to know that the kingdom of God is voice activated, that you are backed by the power of God, that God is for you. He's given you authority and you can speak his word and move accordingly. Okay. And that is the potential to change your life and your circumstances. All right. So an example of this, we talked about on the prayer call today, and I think it's another episode, but how you actually release your faith. Okay. So first thing is, you have to understand what's possible. Do you believe that it's possible for God to get rid of this car without repercussion and give you double for your trouble?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's understanding there that, like, I don't know how he's going to do it, but God is capable of doing that. And I know that he loves me and he cares about his own and he wants to perfect all things concerning me. Right? Thank you, God, that nothing is impossible for you. God, thank you that you are releasing heavenly solutions into this situation. You are turning this around and perfecting all things concerning me. Thank you, God, that you are contending with those that are positioning themselves as enemies against me. You contend with those that contend with me. That is God's word, it's speaking it into reality and it's putting belief behind it. And now what starts to happen is you're like excited because you're like, you don't know how he's going to do it. You just know he's going to do it. Step one, okay, is understand what's possible for you. It's possible for you to have this desire of your heart met and you're seeking God about it. Okay. Two is you got to do some action. So if, okay, this car was in the process of being removed from your life already, how would you act?
I just wouldn't give it a second thought.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's why you can remain in perfect peace because God's on the assignment. So you don't have to be. Do you see what I'm saying? So if this is out of your control, then you release it into his control and you let him work. Give him some.
That's what I was trying to do when I just opened those. Right before this, I was like, okay, I know this. I can only do what I can do.
Yes. And that can be something physical. If you need like a prophetic act of some kind to like physically get behind, it's, there's a chart that I love to do. I'm not sure if I've talked about it a whole lot on the podcast. We definitely do in the mastermind. I started doing this because when you think about if you've been a perpetual worrier, if you've been an anxious person in your life, when somebody tells you not to be anxious or not to worry, you're kind of like, yeah, no, like, like that sounds cute, but like, that's the worst advice, right? Like, never in the history of tell someone to be calm did that work when they're not calm, right? Like it just does not work. So this does work though, because it's a practical way to cast your cares upon the Lord. So this is kind of my cast the cares on the Lord chart. So I will write a 3-column chart. And the first chart is me, and the other chart is others. And then in the third chart is God, okay? And I will write down what is totally my business, which is what we just did here, right? Mm-hmm. You can renew your mind. And you can start releasing your faith and you can pray. And that is everything, right? You can get your faith out for something far out here. Then you can look at what's other people's business. And it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of other people. You can reach out to a certain person, it sounds like. So you can do that part. And then there's God's business. And God's business is this part that's impossible. I don't know how you're going to get rid of the car without repercussion, but best believe you're going to testify that he does that. Okay. So that helps you see right here, when it's like, what is it that you desire? Or what is it that you're worrying about? What is it that you care about? How do you actually, if you can't control it, cast it over to the Lord in a practical way? Getting it out and actually naming it is a great way, and then releasing to him physically. Okay. So number one, understanding what's possible for you. Number two, getting into action and putting your faith out there, which is actually you committing it to God. Number three would be confessing what is true or how this is going to go. So with authority and power, what would you say is God's will with this situation?
God's will is that this vehicle issue will resolve itself.
Yeah.
And it will not cause me any more issues.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Ask God in the name of his son and he will do it. Right. So, and what is his will? Does God want you to be in destruction?
No.
No. Does God want you distracted?
No, he's trying to bring me back.
Come on. Okay. So thank you, God. Right. And then, so you're confessing the word of God. Is there a scripture that you know of that really applies here? One of them we just had, I will do whatever you ask me to when you ask in my name. So that's definitely John 19:13 is one. What's another truth that you can stand on here that you know that's coming to mind?
God works all things out.
Yes. Yeah. God perfects all things concerning me. Yeah. I'm also hearing, right? I will fight for you. You need only be still. I will fight for you. You need only be still. What does that mean? While there's an opportunity, an option to worry, to fear, to fret, to get consumed by this thing, he's like, hang on, don't do that. I will fight for you. Just be still. Like, let me work. I got this, right? So thank you, God. Like, turn that into a prayer. Thank you, God, that you fight for me and I only have to be still. Thank you, God, that you remove this car issue from me, right? And you perfect all things concerning me without repercussion. I am blessed and favored by the Lord. I cancel any weapons that have been forming. I cancel them. I rebuke them in Jesus' name. And I thank you that they fail and God's will prevails in Jesus' name. Right? So you are confessing this and you got faith behind it. And you believe it. And you're like, oh, come on. You're waiting for the fireworks now is basically what's happening. Okay. And then the fourth step is agreement. You just agree with God, which is really how you order your steps from here. Okay, because if you really believe it, you move different, which is just what you said. If you knew this was a done deal, what would you do?
Just let it go.
Yeah, I and some other things that I would add, right? You can praise, you can worship, you can celebrate in advance. Like, what would you do if you found out? Like, we don't know, but we just removed everything you owe on this car. Right? Like, if you call
I would
these
just
people, let's say,
say
like,
thanks
and
be to
something
God.
happens and they're like, it's the strangest thing. It's not in your name, actually. It's in this person's name. So you've been totally like forgiven from any debt associated with this car. What would you do in that moment if somebody said that to you on the other end of a phone line?
Praise God.
Come on. Yes. So like, that's an example of what you can do. Like, if this thing is done, if it literally has been settled, God has settled this thing, you move as if he has, because that requires faith, right? The option right now is to worry and freak out and think it's going to get worse, but that's not the option. God doesn't have other plans. He just has the one because it works. And you just come into agreement with that one. Okay. So the example
Okay.
of this, in the word, just so you can put your faith on it, of these steps, right, is the woman with the issue of blood. Do you know that story?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Right. So she's got this blood disorder. She's had it for 12 years. She's gone to all these physicians. Nothing is working. She's getting worse. And this is like a whole drama, right? Nobody would ever want to be in that position. And she's an outcast because she has a condition, right? So, and it's physical. So people can see and know that this is a problem. Okay. Yet she's crazy enough to believe that other people have been healed by this man named Jesus. And if she just gets to him, she could be healed too. So number one, she had understanding. She's like, hang on. Other people have had healing issues, and those issues got resolved because they got to Jesus. That could be possible for me too. One, understanding. Two, what did she do? She went to him. Okay. She had to push through like crowds of people and get to Jesus. Okay. So she put some legs on this. Like, she got her feet in action. She didn't sit hoping, wishing. She's like, no. I was quickened in my spirit to believe that there's healing for me, and I'm going out after it. Okay. Then number three, what did she actually do? She confessed. She kept saying to herself, if I just get to Jesus, if I just touch the hem of his garment, even, I will be healed. So she told herself, it's possible, it's possible, it's possible, it's possible. She was confessing that it's possible. My healing is possible. And then she came into contact with him. She touched him so much so that he felt the virtue go out of him. So she came into agreement. There was an actual encounter with God. Okay. So take that even here, right? Understanding that, okay, this is impossible, but that's where God does his best work. That's where he starts usually. So this is getting resolved in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Two, now I'm going to act like it's done. So when you call those people, you're not begging them. You're not open for this is not going to work. We can't help you. You're like expecting that they have solutions already. Okay. And then you're confessing what is true and what you believe, and you're acting as if it's done. You're coming to agreement with what God says is true. Okay. And so if God is perfecting it, then what do you do? If he's already on the job, if he's got it, what do you do?
I just praise God and
Yeah. And what else can you focus on? What else did before the distraction came? What else was God wanting you to focus on today?
being still and not reacting to
Okay.
things, kind of
Okay.
going through him, journaling and stuff.
Okay. And then that's what you go do. You get busy about what he told you to do before the distraction came. What do you think? Was this helpful?
Was. Yeah, it was very helpful.
Awesome. What's your takeaway, or what are you going to take from today?
That I just need to be more bold with how I ask for things and don't kind of like scoot around the issue or whatever and just
Amen.
say what I need and be expectant about it. And then to know that
Yeah.
he's working things out for me.
Amen. Amen. He's a good father. He cares about you. He's for you. And he's already gone before you and settled this issue. Okay. So for you, I want to encourage you. Like, this takes an incredible amount of faith just to get on the God's Vibes hotline. So I just want to acknowledge that in you. And also sharing something that's really uncomfortable and expecting God to bring a solution, right? It requires faith, and you're demonstrating that. So you're doing such an amazing job, and God's going to show up, and you're going to share a testimony. So you have to come back and you have to share it, Encourage Co., what God does, because we have to hear how he showed up. Yeah, I'm like, you have to release that faith of how God answered, of how he moved, of how he answered. And you're like, no way. Like, just picture it. Just picture that. Visualize that moment in your head where, like, God did it. Okay. And now you're going and you're sharing that. Maybe you share a photo of the car, whatever you got to do, but share okay. it in the community. Like, picture that okay. moment where you are just celebrating and we're right there with you celebrating what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come yeah. on. Right. Just feel that in your body. Right. Like, that is stirring faith up. Everybody else will think you're crazy, but it's only crazy until it happens. And
yeah.
it needs to happen because you're crazy enough to use your faith. And God has given you this measure of faith for it, right? You would not put your faith out if he didn't already give you a measure, and he already did. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
So proud of you. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way he always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.